In a statement issued today, Matthew Hillingworth, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, said two aid workers working for Doctors with Africa Kwam were killed when their vehicle was ambushed in Yeruel West County on Monday. Hillingworth said the aid workers were traveling in a clearly marked humanitarian vehicle, which was a part of convoy returning from a health facility. He says initial reports indicate the attackers emerged from the bush and opened fire on the convoy. Hillingworth condemned the killing of the two aid workers and called on South Sudanese local leaders and communities to protect humanitarian personnel as they deliver assistance to the people across the country. He asked the government to strengthen law enforcement, investigate attacks on aid workers, and bring the culprits to justice. Lagos State Health Minister Dr. Jacob Akwesh-Pirachwoth confirmed yesterday's attacks on Kwam's workers.
The ministry has learned with great sorrow the killing of our two healthcare providers. In person, Moses Makir is a nutrition manager working with Kwam, Doctor with Africa, and a driver, Mr. Abraham Gulengwerwer, who were murdered yesterday, 5 p.m. It was 5 p.m.
The health minister calls the killings a violation of rights of health workers and said he will work with the minister of local government to investigate the killings. Lagos State Police spokesperson Captain Elijah Mabormakwach confirms the two workers, a nutrition program manager and a driver, were traveling from Yeruel West County of Mapodit Payam to their field office in Yeruel Town when an unidentified gunman ambushed them. Captain Makwai says the attack took place between Mapodit Hospital and Agaim Village of Yeruel West County.
We have registered a case of humanitarian vehicles that were fall in an attack at the area of Yeruel West County. Yesterday at 5, vehicles of Kwam organization traveled from Yeruel Town to Mapodit in distributing medicines in to PHCC. After he delivered the medicines, the car fall in an attack, in ambush of criminals, believed to be from Agar community, and was attacked, leading to the killing of the doctor, who is the manager for nutrition project in Yeruel West. Also, the driver was killed, plus other two students. A girl of 17 years old were also shot wounded.
Makwai says the two injured students who worked as volunteer aid workers are being treated at Mapodit Primary Health Care Center. He wonders why people attacked aid workers.
These people are coming here to save us. And if we turn against them to kill them, then we are going to lose the help, because everybody will scared and fall out from the state here. So I'm strongly condemning this kind of attack.
Makwach appeal to the community to cooperate with the police as they try to apprehend the killers.
The community has a role also to play in combating the criminals. So therefore, I'm appealing to them, to whoever may have an information about anything who wrong something, immediately let him report to the police and must be apprehended, such that we maintain our security in the state. Nobody will come from nowhere to come and maintain for us the security.
On May 13 of this year, an aid worker was shot and killed in Eastern Equatorial State. On May 23rd, a doctor with International Rescue Committee was killed in Unity State. Four aid workers have been killed in South Sudan in the last month alone, according to Hillingworth. Last year, a health worker working with the non-profit Veterinaries Sans Frontières, or VSF, was killed in Lagos State's Chebet County. A total of 128 humanitarian workers, mostly South Sudanese, have lost their lives while providing humanitarian assistance to people since the conflict broke out in 2013, according to the United Nations. Hillingworth says he fears the recent attacks on aid workers and the consequent suspension of aid activities will negatively impact humanitarian operations across South Sudan. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.